From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama has proclaimed 2009 H1N1 flu, commonly known as swine flu, a national emergency. The objective is to increase the ability of the nation's medical treatment facilities to handle any surge in patients with the virus. NPR's Paul Brown has details.
The president's proclamation allows the Secretary of Health and Human Services to temporarily waive some standard federal requirements of the Medicare, Medicaid, and state children's health insurance programs in order to implement emergency plans. White House officials say the declaration is similar to one that might be made in advance of a hurricane's landfall. 46 states have now reported widespread swine flu activity. More than 1,000 deaths in the U.S. have been connected to H1N1, including the deaths of almost 100 children. Makers of vaccines are rushing to produce an adequate supply, and in the past few days it was announced there would be enough for the season, though not immediately. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
The Pakistani army says it has captured the strategically located town of Kotkai, the ancestral home of Pakistan Taliban leader Hakmullah Massoud. The military says in the last 24 hours, 21 militants and 3 soldiers have been killed. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Taking control of Kotkai after intense fighting is a significant prize for Pakistani forces as they press their 8-day-old advance on the Taliban sanctuary in South Waziristan. Army spokesman Major General Attar Abbas called the town a militant stronghold and said houses had been converted into bunkers. Securing Kotkai opens the way to the town of Seraroga, a major militant base. Abbas also said local sources have reported large-scale desertions among the rank and file of the militant groups, with some fighters shaving their beards to escape the area. The fighting has produced a mass exodus, with a total of some 160,000 residents fleeing their homes. Nearly half of them have been uprooted in the last 10 days. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
One of the pilots at the center of an investigation into a Northwest Airlines flight denies he was asleep or that there had been a fight in the cockpit when the jet overshot its Minneapolis destination by 150 miles on Wednesday night. But in an interview with the Associated Press, the pilot didn't say exactly why he and his colleague blew past their destination. NTSB investigator Greg Fife says he thinks the pilots will be more forthcoming.
The crew has a lot to lose if they don't tell the truth. It's their career. So I think they're going to fess up. They're going to talk about what they were talking about.
The first officer says the plane's passengers were never in danger. Eastern Indonesia was struck by magnitude 7 earthquake today, prompting people to race out of their homes. But there were no injuries. This is NPR. Roman Catholic bishops from all over Africa have warned unnamed political leaders on the continent to repent or step down and stop giving the church a bad name. They also accuse multinationals of exploiting the continent's natural resources. We have this report from NPR's Afabia Quist-Arkton.
The robust message from more than 200 African Catholic bishops came at the end of their month-long synod with the Pope at the Vatican. The bishops denounced a shameful and tragic collusion of politicians who they say betrayed and sold out their nations. Though no names were mentioned, the statement appeared to target corrupt African leaders who were raised Catholics. The bishop's statement said such individuals should repent or quit the public arena. The veteran leader of troubled Zimbabwe, President Robert Mugabe, is a staunch Catholic. President José Eduardo dos Santos of oil-rich Angola, which the Pope visited in March, was also brought up Catholic. Both countries have recently held disputed elections. Ofebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
Bank failures in the U.S. now top 100. Yesterday, federal regulators shut down 7 more banks. 3 were in Florida. There haven't been this many bank closures since 1992, when 181 banks collapsed as a result of the savings and loan crisis. The GOP continues to hammer away at health care. In the party's weekly address, Senator Mike Johanns of Nebraska urges people to really think about whether the White House plan to overhaul health care will improve their lives. He says Americans are being set up to pay higher premiums and higher taxes, but the Obama administration argues its proposal is a big money saver and a boon to the long-term health of the economy. This is NPR.